If you're anywhere but behind the wheel this morning, try this. Close your eyes, inhale deeply, exhale, and think, spring. While winter maintains its hold over us here in Massachusetts, again this morning, down in Florida, the sun will shine and temperatures will go to the low 80s today in the city of Palms Park in Fort Myers, Florida, where the Red Sox are busy prepping for the new season. It's baseball time. Tomorrow, the Red Sox open Grapefruit League play with the traditional games against Boston College and Northeastern University. For more on the Red Sox new faces and the prospects for 2011, we called Peter Abraham, sports reporter for the Boston Globe, who's currently in Florida covering the Red Sox training camp. After last year's disappointing showing, at least by the standards of Red Sox fans, Abraham says the mood in camp this spring is very different.
Well, it's certainly one of optimism, and maybe to the point where it's a little out of hand. The Red Sox had their annual team meeting before the first full workout of the spring over the weekend, and one of the themes was managing the expectations and not getting too far ahead of yourself. There really does seem to be just an enormous amount of enthusiasm for this team after all of the offseason acquisitions. The Red Sox really do start this season feeling like they should be able to get to the World Series.
From your point of view, what's the most significant thing that's been shored up?
I would say, the superstar level. Bringing in two guys like Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford, they're two of the arguably 10 best players in baseball. And it's unusual when you can get two players like that in one off season. Crawford is a guy who's, I think the most exciting player in baseball with his ability to steal bases, and he makes some amazing catches in left field. And Gonzalez is clearly one of the two or three best hitters in baseball, and a guy whose swing would seem very well tailored to Fenway Park.
Let's talk about pitching. No big changes to the starting pitching staff, which is coming off not a great year, especially for Josh Beckett. How's he look in camp, and do you think Beckett in particular has something to prove?
Oh, I think he clearly has something to prove for two reasons. Last year was the worst of his career by any statistical measurement, and it was also the same year that he signed a lucrative contract extension. So for those two reasons alone, he has a lot to prove. And you're right, did not make any changes to their starting rotation. But what they're banking on is history, the fact that Beckett and John Lackey have been very strong pitchers in the past, and that last year was sort of an anomaly for both of those guys, and that the odds are with the Red Sox that they're going to bounce back to their usual levels. And John Lester and Clay Buchholz, they have two guys who are all-stars, who are young, up-and-coming type guys. And then their number five starter is the ever-confounding Daisuke Matsuzaka, a guy who could be very good and could be very bad, but as a number five starter, that's pretty much what you expect. So the Red Sox, outside of the Philadelphia Phillies, I think, have the best rotation in baseball.
Okay, specifically to spring training, do you see any position battles brewing that could be settled during the spring training season? And what are the Red Sox, in general, looking for this spring training?
Well, in terms of position battles, the only one that potentially could happen would be at shortstop. Marco Scudero is the incumbent. He's coming off a subpar season due to some injuries that he had. And he could be challenged by Jed Lowry, kind of a versatile infielder whose natural position is shortstop, and he would like to be an everyday player. But the Red Sox see him more as a utility man, a guy who can play all four infield positions. Terry Francona has said that he wants Scudero to be the shortstop, and I think barring some sort of monumental collapse by him in spring training, he is going to be the shortstop. And in terms of what the Red Sox want to accomplish in spring training, I think it's pretty easy. They just want to come show up on April 1st in Texas for opening day healthy.
Peter, any predictions about the 2011 season or where you think the Red Sox will be by the time they hit the All-Star break midseason?
Well, Las Vegas has the over-under at 97 wins for the Red Sox, which seems a little bit high to me in the American League East. I would think they're a 95-win team, a team that probably wins the division. I think the biggest thing for the Red Sox is just how all of these guys bounce back from injuries and that the guys who reported healthy, stay healthy. Because if they do, all of the parts are in place for a really memorable season, I think.
Speaking with us from Florida, Peter Abraham, sports reporter for the Boston Globe, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And wish we were there with you.
Well, there's plenty of room. Come on down.
That's Boston Globe sports reporter Peter Abraham talking with us from Red Sox spring training in sunny Fort Myers, Florida.